Have you ever lost hope? Have you experienced the hope that is in Christ? As fellow believers, we need not lose hope. In Genesis 17:1-4, God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Abraham means father of a multitude. If Abraham and Sarah had taken their eyes off the Lord, they would have lost hope. If they had believed in the facts instead of God, they would have lost hope. The facts were that Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90 years old. Now, one would probably agree that Sarah was past childbearing age and that people of this age typically do not produce children. In fact, nothing like this is reported in the Guinness Book of World Records. However, God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. How is God to accomplish such a great feat? If God tells us how he will accomplish such miracles in our lives, we have no need for hope. We do not hope for that which we can clearly see and has been laid out plainly before us. Rather, we hope for what is unseen. We persevere and wait eagerly for what we do not see, but what God has promised. Hope is the anxious expectation of the good we can expect because God has promised us in His Word. Heavenly Father, Creator of the universe, my Creator, thank you for your faithfulness to me. Thank you for the promises you tell me in your Word. Help me to follow Abraham's example provided in Romans chapter 4, where he grew strong in faith as he gave glory to you and was fully convinced that you were able to do what you had promised. Help me to walk by faith and not by sight. I praise you, Lord, that you are my hope. Please prepare my heart during this Advent season to fully appreciate the hope I have in you. In the powerful and mighty name of Jesus, I pray. The Lord wrote this devotional, Hope, through me, Tina Alakwa, and it is published in a devotional called Hope, Peace, Joy, Love, Crichton College's Advent Devotional.